The ISO with Dan Dickow and SB Live Sports, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals.
Here's Dickow from the deep corner for three. It's on now. Downtown Dan connects.
Every morning when I'm working out, I'm listening to your podcast. Keep up the great work.
I mean, I've seen Dan Dickow hit some big shots in the NCAA tournament.
I got to salute you, man. Like, I've been watching you since I was in high school, trying to mimic all your moves.
The ISO for SB Live Sports. I'm your host, Dan Dickow. Appreciate you joining on Monday, January 24th. This is just going to be a quick, short one. Got a lot of interviews set to record this week and release hopefully later this week, depending on production and different things like that. But thanks for joining. What a weekend of sports. That's kind of really where I just wanted to touch on really quick. I kind of gave a little bit of a preview on last week's Friday, early Saturday episode about games I was watching, so I was looking forward to over the weekend. So quick recap on the college basketball side. The three games that I picked, two of them turned out to be pretty dang good. Kentucky at Auburn was a game that I was watching. I watched almost the entire thing over the weekend, and what I saw was an Auburn team that should be ranked number one when the polls come out today on Monday, January 24th. It'll be interesting to see if that is the case, if Gonzaga, with their great win over USF on Thursday, was enough to keep them at number one. I don't think it will be, because I think that a couple of those voters that didn't quite have Auburn high enough in their rankings a week ago will probably readjust their votes. And so I would think that you'll see Auburn in the number one spot. And it'll be the first time in school history that Auburn, the Tigers, will be number one on the basketball side. Obviously, they've done it in football a number of times, but it'll be really cool experience and accomplishment for Bruce Pearl and the basketball program there. Jabari Smith showed a lot of great attributes in that game as to why a lot of people think that he will challenge Paolo Banchero and Chet Holmgren for the number one pick in the NBA draft. Got some good guard play, big shots taken and made by Johnson on the wing. But I think the difference maker in that game was Walker Kessler. What a performance on the inside. I mean, he's great in screen roll actions. Don't think he's necessarily a great back to the basket player at this stage of his career. I don't really necessarily see him as a great kind of dribble handoff guy, which is becoming a focus of the game now. But what I do see is his ability to roll and screen in situations and then be available around the rim, both duck-ins as well as offensive glass opportunities, tremendous. I mean, I think he had seven dunks against Kentucky. So he's very opportunistic on the offensive end in cuts and on the glass. But defensively, I thought he was tremendous. His timing and his ability to alter and block shots is what you need to anchor a great defense. I think, you know, with my background of watching Gonzaga, covering them closely, you see a lot of those similarities with some of the Gonzaga's really good teams in the past few years. Zach Collins and Shemek Karnowski on that first Final Four team in 2017. You're looking at it now with Chet Holmgren, the ability to block shots this year really is impactful. And when you do that, you can allow your guards with quickness and length and aggressiveness to kind of disrupt things on the perimeter, knowing you've got a secondary line of defense behind you at the rim. So that was a great game. Like I said, I think Auburn will be ranked number one. Gonzaga should be number two, but they're both looking as if they're one seeds at this time. You know, the Baylor game over Oklahoma didn't turn out to be as exciting or as close as maybe I was hoping for, but Baylor continues to roll. And then the third game that I was looking at was Boise State at San Diego State. Oh my gosh. You want to talk about the game of basketball being set back on the offensive end. I think that's what you saw. I think a lot of it had to do with they were tremendous. Both teams were tremendous defensively. I mean, San Diego State's been one of the best defensive teams over the last 20 years. It started with Coach Fisher. It's continued on with Coach Dutcher. But, you know, Boise State has been awesome defensively this year. And I think they've been awesome defensively because they've got great positional size for their league. I mean, you're talking about Acott playing a lot of minutes at the point. And he's about 6'7", 6'8". You've got Kijab at his wing, about 6'7", big, long, and strong. You got Armish on the inside, about 6'10", really physical. You know, the only guy on their roster that plays a lot of minutes that you could possibly consider as undersized would be Marcus Shaver. But he's very quick, and then he makes up for it, at least if you want to say defensively, by on the offensive end, being a big shot maker. He hit two straight games. He hit game-winning threes, first at Utah State, and then in the game against San Diego State, knocked down a three to win it, which was pretty dang cool to see. I mean, he is stepping up, making big shots in big moments, left and right. So Shaver, like I said, with big buckets, basically game-winning threes, back-to-back games, first at Utah State, and then it actually wasn't an end-of-game three or last possession type three from Marcus Shaver, but it was in the final 30 seconds to extend the lead from 40-37. And then a couple free throws, you know, with a second left kind of was the difference in that game. But, you know, both teams, tremendous defense, both teams, you know, grinding it out on the offensive end. But the officials really let that game go, in my estimation. They let every cut was contested, bumped, pushed. Every pass was, you know, same thing. Every ball handler getting to entry areas, same thing. And then it was an absolute war on the glass with physicality. So a lot of those early season thoughts as far as freedom of movement, you know, you're starting to see those as it happens almost every single year. By the time you get deep into January, those things are kind of thrown out the book and they're not called. Coaches teach it that just get through the first part of the year and rules will go back to the way they've always been. Officials aren't going to call everything. But, you know, that was a heck of a game. I think both are NCAA tournament teams. I think the Mountain West has been surprisingly good. And they've got a chance to get four, maybe five teams in the NCAA tournament. Then you look at Boise State, San Diego State, Colorado State is a definite. Wyoming, they're now, I believe, 15-2, 14-2 maybe. I know they only have two losses to Arizona and to Stanford on the season. And then Fresno State with Justin Hudson, another tremendous defensive team. They're kind of hovering right around that 60 mark in the net. So, you know, lots of good basketball being played in the Mountain West. Lots of good basketball left if you played in the Mountain West. But, you know, to talk about what a weekend of sports, you got to touch on the NFL playoffs. I touched on it on my games to watch, and I said I was looking forward to it. And not being a big football guy, I was amazed by the NFL football games this past weekend. Four great games. You know, the two games on Saturday were, you know, basically end of game field goals to win it. It was awesome to see the 49ers over the Packers 13-10. And I think the big takeaway from that game that you see is just how important the small final details in any sport are. I mean, the 49ers basically won that game with their special teams. Yes, you see the field goal kick, but the blocked punt, you know, the misalignment, I believe it was 10 players on the field at one point in a special teams snap for the Packers. You know, so it goes really any sport. Football, obviously, we're chatting on here now, but basketball, baseball, it's the little things that, you know, make a huge difference. You can't let those slide early in the season. You got to be great at those. And, you know, the 49ers were great at those little things. And it amounted to a win. So they'll be moving on. You know, the other one on Saturday would have been the LA Rams over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Big question coming out of this is this the last game of Tom Brady? I hope not. You know, I really have been amazed by following his career. I talk about the attention to detail with the 49ers special teams, but the attention to detail Tom Brady has placed on everything in his playing career has allowed him to be considered one of the greats, if not the greatest, to play the game of football. But, you know, again, attention to details and precision leads you to Cooper Kupp. And that route run, the route that he ran to allow him to get free, you know, to set up that game-winning field goal was awesome. So the Rams won 30-27 over the Buccaneers, which you probably already knew if you're a sports fan. But what a game. That was a great one to watch. And then you move to Sunday's football games. You got the Chiefs over the Bills, 42-36. An unbelievable finish. I mean, CBS, they had a graphic towards the end of the game as far as score, time left. It was just back and forth at the end, big play after big play, whether it was Josh Allen with the Bills delivering or Mahomes delivering for the Chiefs. It was unbelievable. But I think the biggest takeaway is, and you're going to see this and hear this constantly, the NFL's got to change their overtime rules. I mean, you got to. So you win the toss and you get the ball to start overtime, you win the game. If you score, but the other team has no shot to even tie it, I find that ridiculous. They've got to figure out a way to change that. Even, I mean, so what if you go 6, 7, 8 overtimes? Give each team a legitimate chance to have both their offense and defense win the game for them in that moment. And then to finish off, Joe Burrow and the Bengals over the Titans, 19-16. So a tremendous weekend of football. I watched bits and pieces. I watched a lot of the 49ers-Packers games, and I watched bits and pieces of the others. But, you know, looking forward to the divisional championships to figure out who's going to the Super Bowl. Because, again, I don't watch a lot of football, but once you get to the playoffs, it gets pretty exciting. You get momentum building plays, you get unbelievable performances by great athletes, and you know, just the spectacle of seeing winter football in the snow, like at Lambeau Field, in the passion of the crowd was awesome. So those are a couple of things that really caught my eye over the weekend. Looking forward to some great conversations with guests that we're working to line up. But thanks for being a listener of the ISO and for SB Live Sports. Check us out on all major social media platforms.
The ISO with Dan Dickow and SB Live Sports, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals.